From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, an investigation into the Bermuda Triangle. Get ready for that. And of course, tonight, for the first couple hours, our emerging artist feature, bumper music from emerging artists. As a matter of fact, if you go to the coasttocoastam.com website, you will find all kinds of information on the special artists. In Copenhagen, here's what's happening. The UN's top climate official conceded that hacked emails from climate scientists had damaged the image of global warming research, but said evidence of a warming Earth is still solid. In an interview with the Associated Press of the UN Climate Summit starting Monday, Yvor de Boer said that the emails pilfered from a British university fueled skepticism among those who believe the science is manipulated to exaggerate global warming. Emails taken from the climate unit at the University of East Anglia appeared to show some of the world's leading scientists discussing ways to shield data from public scrutiny and suppress others' work. Those who deny the influence of man-made climate change have seized, they say, on the correspondence to argue that scientists have been conspiring to hide evidence about global warming. A consumer group contends that one of the holiday season's must-have toys is unsafe, but the maker of the robotic Zuzu Pets hamsters defended its product against the study by a San Francisco-based good guide that said that higher-than-allowed levels of the chemical antimony were found in the toy. Good guide named Zuzu Pets hamsters one of the top-selling toys with low ratings after finding that antimony, which can cause health problems on the hair and nose of one of the toy hamsters called Mr. Squiggles. But the toy maker, a St. Louis-based company called Sepia, insisted in a statement that its product is safe and has passed rigorous testing. The company said it was contacting Good Guide to share its testing data and determine how the report was founded. Zuzu Pets, which retail for about $10, have become this season's toy craze, following in the footsteps of Tickle Me Elmo and Cabbage Patch Kids. The items fetch $40 or more on resale websites like eBay and Craigslist. All canned Slim Fast drinks are being voluntarily recalled by the company over fears of bacterial contamination that could cause nausea and vomiting. The recall affects all 10 million products currently on the market. The products could possibly be contaminated with a microorganism. Unilever says that the probability of serious health problems is remote, and the FDA says that there have been no deaths or injuries associated with recall. National Security Advisor James Jones says that al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden still spends some time inside Afghanistan. Most recent U.S. estimates have placed bin Laden inside Pakistan. But Jones, a retired general, said that the best estimate is that bin Laden is somewhere around Pakistan and the Afghan border, sometimes on the Pakistani side, sometimes on the Afghan side of the border, in very, very rough mountainous terrain. In Lebanon, Ohio, two men and multiple horses are dead after a Lebanon Raceway barn caught fire. The state fire marshal says the bodies of two men were pulled from the barn. They were badly burned. No one was supposed to be in the stables overnight. It was not clear if the two men killed were working early or sleeping in the barn. A lot of horsemen in racing, they sometimes do that. Authorities said 43 horses were killed in the fire. As many as 65 horses may have been in the barn at the time so far. Wrestler Edward Fatu, better known as the tattooed WWE superstar Homage, died of a heart attack in Houston. Born in America, Samoa, Fatu, 36 years old, passed on over the weekend. The two-time WWE Intercontinental Champion, known as the Samoan Bulldozer, squared off with the likes of Triple H, John Cena, and Ric Flair before the WWE terminated his contract in June for having violated its wellness program. Archaeologists have found evidence of mass cannibalism at a 7,000-year-old human burial site in southwest Germany. The authors say their findings provide rare evidence of cannibalism in Europe's early Neolithic period. This is an incredible story. NASA's latest space telescope will scan the sky in search of never-before-seen asteroids, comets, stars, and galaxies, with one of its main tasks to catalog objects posing a danger to Earth. Our science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com is Richard C. Hoagland. Richard, this sounds like another one of those fantastic stories. I hope it works.
Well, it is going to work. In 3 days, NASA's going to launch an incredibly interesting infrared survey satellite called Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE for short. Potato chips are not included in the launch. And it's going to survey in about 6 months the entire sky in infrared wavelengths, both at a sensitivity and in terms of wavelengths themselves, never before seen. Now, the cool thing about this and the reason that I'm really excited is because this NASA experiment, George, could in fact confirm a key Enterprise mission prediction that we've had out there for years.
And what is that?
That the solar system has more big planets very far away, at least one or two, maybe of a Neptunian or Jovian mass. And because these are little failed stars, that they emit a lot of energy in the infrared and they don't reflect very much, the only way to find them is with an infrared telescope. And the interesting thing is the principal investigator from, I think, UCLA said, you know, just a few days ago that he's going to be unveiling things that are unimaginable to ordinary folks. Now, what could he possibly mean by that?
Yeah, I wonder. Richard, this is a great story. Hey, what are you and Robin doing for Christmas? It's coming up.
Well, we're decorating. We're probably going to be staying home. You know, we're expecting a huge blizzard in the next couple of days.
Oh, my.
So we could well have snow on the ground for Christmas and snow on the ground for our last airing of the sci-fi special on 2012, which is on the 21st, on the solstice. And one of the things I'd like people to do this year, because we have a kind of a retrenched economy, is think a bit about Christmas. When I give Christmas presents, and you know this, George, I try to give things that have kind of a long-term impact,
yep,
that have some meaning, that kind of make people either think about their lives or look to the future in terms of things that are happening and put them in context. Well, we have two things for our Coast family this year that I really would recommend. One is the DVD of the recent presentation I gave in Tempe, which is The Connection, which really didn't hit me until this past summer as I was doing the sci-fi special, between 2012, John Kennedy's death, that lingering awful mystery from 46 years ago, and the space agency I spend so much time looking at, namely NASA itself. There is an exquisite fundamental connection. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. It's mind-blowing. It's unbelievable. But it's documentable, and it's real, and it's available in time for Christmas. So just go to the Enterprise website, and you know you can log on to the banner there. Or if you don't have a computer, and there are many members of the Coast family that don't, just dial 1-877-345-6222. That's 877-345-6222. And the second thought is, you know, Mike Barra and I have got a book out there called Dark Mission. It rose to the unprecedented level of the New York Times bestseller list based solely, George, on the audience who are listening to us right now.
We put together
60 additional pages, including some stunning photographs taken by amateur astronomers of the ruins on the moon that are now visible from amateur telescopes here on Earth. Again, these are really reasonably priced ideas, a book, you know, a DVD, but they will give lasting value to the people that you give them to and a heads up as what is coming, because I guarantee you, George, in an early New Year's prediction, Barack Obama is going to do something pretty sensational in space and maybe even before the new year is in.
We shall watch it, and we'll be talking with you before the holidays. Richard C. Hoagland, thank you so much. You know, lots of us are going through all kinds of things. You know, I was telling you about the tragedy that occurred with my friend who was here from Los Angeles over the holidays, and he's still in the hospital fighting and fighting desperately. So a lot of people have been going through all kinds of weird things lately. So we're bringing back Coach Bob. He was on the program with me a couple of years ago. Coach Bob is an expert in emotion. He's an expert in fear, and he's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Bob Glatzhober, we call him Coach Bob, is a life and business coach and creator of Real Change, a unique mental and emotional workout program that supports people who want to make the changes necessary in their lives that will kind of remove the obstacles that keep them from realizing their potential. I've known Coach Bob for a number of years. He lives in the Detroit area, and he knows my family very well. And I've got to tell you a very short story about Coach Bob. He's been on the program before, but when my father earlier this year was suffering a situation where we thought we were going to lose him, our family turned to Coach Bob for some assistance and some help. And I'm going to tell you, he volunteered his time. He spent numerous days with my family in Detroit and got them through probably one of the toughest times we've had in a long time. He's an expert in emotion. He's an expert in fear. And this holiday season, thought it would be a great idea to bring him on. And he's on the first hour here on Coast to Coast. Coach, how are you?
Real good, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And you know, I'm sensing, Coach Bob, that so many people are suffering not only the stress from the economy and the doubt of what might happen to them next, but there's something else beyond it, because I know the Coast audience, they've called in here numerous times, sensing some impending feeling. Are you picking that up, Bob, from the people you talk to?
Yes, there's no question about it, George. And, you know, to kind of understand it a little, we have to understand what, you know, where fear really comes from. And what fear comes from, it's not being sure that you can handle the situation that you're facing, whether it be your job, your health, your finance and relationships. And because what goes around comes around, the more fear we have, the more fear we attract. And there's no question over the last couple of years, you know, we've been sending out more and more fear because of the economy, because of terrorism, because of swine flus. And it's just building, and yeah, you can definitely feel it, and it's out there.
You know, one of the main things I'd like you to do today, Bob, when we take phone calls, is to kind of help our audience through this fear factor. In studying the work you've done with Real Change, tell me that story of the two people out to get a job interview. One is scared, one is not. It's a great story.
Okay, sure. What you can do is picture two people sitting in the lobby of a corporation, and they're going to be interviewing for a relatively important job. And Sam and Sally, Sam sitting there, and for the last 2 weeks, he's been worried, very fearful. He's been thinking, what clothes should I wear? How should I interview? Am I going to be good enough? And so he's super fearful because he's not sure he can handle the interview and get the job. And sitting right next to him is Sally, and she's calm and she's relaxed. Because a couple weeks ago, instead of getting so fearful and wrapped around the axle, she told herself a different story, that this interview is not going to be fearful. I have a wonderful opportunity to go in and show people who I am and the talents that I have. And if it's what they're looking for, they'll hire me, and I'll be glad I work there. And if I'm not what they're looking for, I get to move on to find something else. And so Sam's fear was created solely by his point of view, as was Sally's peace was created from her point of view. And so the one thing that I share with people when I coach, George, is that negative energy, fear, is never in your best interest.
And my guess, Bob, is that Sally got the job because she was the confident one.
Absolutely, because think of the person interviewing both of these candidates. They're afraid for their job now, too. And so are they going to hire someone they pick up all this negative energy from? Or are they going to welcome with open arms Sally, who's going to bring some peace in tranquility to his environment?
Coach Bob, this fear factor that we have, Was that, you know, is that in us since the beginning of time?
Real quick, picture our ancestors looking up the cave.
that's going way back, isn't it?
Go way back. And back then, it was an eat or be eaten world. And the more afraid you were, the more stressful you were, the better chance you had to survive. And because that helped us survive, we passed it genetically from generation to generation. But today, when we wake up and look outside our cave, even though we're not going to be eaten, we're still just as afraid because it's in our genetics. And that's why most news you listen to is negative.
True.
Because we have this really heavy negative bias running through us. And so it's so easy when things go bad here that we want to start telling these negative stories inside our head. Where what we're also finding out is there's a power running through this universe, George, that basically says whatever you send out, you get. And if you can tell peaceful stories and look at your life as an opportunity, just like a wonderful surgeon or a wonderful athlete, they're not afraid when they perform surgery or they play in the game. That's why they excel, because they've learned to tell themselves peaceful stories that calm them down. And so we have to get away from the illusion that it's fearful out there.
And, you know, this is the time period where, you know, people should be good to each other. Of course, you know, I happen to believe that should be 12 months out of the year all the time. But this is the period, Bob, where people really should, you know, step up to the plate and do that special thing for the people that they know and care about. And, you know, what do you do, though, with someone who, for example, has gotten laid off, they're out of work, they're tense, they're getting bombarded by the pressures of home because maybe the man or the woman can't support themselves or their families? How do you stay above that?
Okay, I mean, you're raising one of the toughest questions of all, George. I call this, how do you stay peaceful in a war zone? If you're really in a tough spot, the only way out is not to be afraid, because if you give it fear, you're going to paralyze yourself and you're going to keep spinning downward. You have to take a look at that job you just lost and you have to say, you know what? Did I really like working there to begin with? Is this possibly an opportunity that's going to move me onto something better? You have to change the story in your head
so
where the
energy
positive running through your body is peaceful.
All right, so you really have to stay positive about all of this.
There's no question, because what goes around comes around. It's just like with Sally. The reason she's getting the job is because of the energy she's sending through herself and onto the interviewer. And the reason Sam's not going to get the job is because of the energy he's sending through himself and then out to the interviewer. And it's our cognitive thinking. It's our ability to say, you know what? I'm not feeling very good. I'm feeling fearful. And the only reason I'm feeling that way is because it's been passed down in my genetics, and I've been telling myself these negative stories my whole life, and it's time to stop it. I can stop it and see that it's just genetics making me feel so fearful.
Was there something, Bob, in your life where you pulled yourself up, where now you help and teach other people how to do the same thing?
Absolutely, George. I was 40 years old and a very successful businessman, and I was absolutely miserable. And there was something inside me, like a lot of the stories in your book, that my intuition was just telling me, I have to get out of this. There's something else I'm supposed to be doing. And so as fearful as it was to sell my businesses and move on,
good for
I just
you.
Couldn't help but do it, George. I just had to go, and
it's
and
like
here's
a mission
where I am
for
now.
You. It's a mission for you now, because I know people who have worked with you, and they say this guy's good. This guy's obsessed with what he does. So you do get the message out. And what we're going to do when we come back in a moment, we're going to open up the phone lines with Coach Bob. His website linked up right now at coasttocoastam.com, realchangecoach.com. You might want to share your own stories of how you had your emotional meltdown and what you did about it. Or maybe you just need Coach Bob to give you a little advice. I'm George Norrie. We'll be back in a moment with Coach Bob on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Next hour, we talk about the Bermuda Triangle. This hour, Coach Bob, as we talk about fears and emotion, we're going to work you for the rest of this half hour now, Coach. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
We're going to take some calls. So we're going to go to Leanne, who's in her truck in Ohio. You're on Coast to Coast. Hey, Leanne, how are you?
Hi, George. Hi,
welcome
Coach Bob.
Hi.
I'm going to lay out just a little bit of a scenario. I'll make it quick and then my question, and then I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay.
I have a 31-year-old son that 6 months ago was very, very healthy. He weighed about 210 pounds. He has gotten a rare virus that's attacked the brain and his organs, and supposedly there's no cure for this. He's so terrified. I mean, I'm talking fear that's just unbelievable. I can't be there for him because of my job, and he's so afraid of dying, and he knows that he's probably going to, and we all know he probably is. So my question to you is, what could I say to him on the phone that might be of some help and some inspiration, because it's caused him to not be able to sleep. So he's got sleep disorder as well. And what can I do with my grandmother, my mother, and myself to possibly get through this and be better support for him? And I'll take my answer off the air. And thank you so much for being there for all of us.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, it's a very tough situation you're in, but here's how you deal with it. There's no question how you deal with this, is that in order to give your son the best possible chance, what he needs is he needs all of our positive energy. The negative energy and the fear that the family is sending to him and that he's sending to himself is not giving him his best chance. And so, although it's difficult, what we have to do is we have to sit there and we have to send him our peaceful energy. And we have to know that even though we cannot control what the outcome of this is going to be, we know that the peace we send him is so much more beneficial to him than if we send him our fear. And that's what you want to center on. You want to see that your fear is not supporting him. Be peaceful and trust that there's higher powers.
Coach, most people can pick up on the fear of other people, can't they?
There's no question about it. It's called entanglement. If you're entangled with someone in a relationship, if you're sending them fear, that fear is affecting them, and vice versa. The people we choose, the communities we're entangled with. And it even goes bigger. It goes to the world now. The more fear there is in the world, you know, the more problems we're going to have. And what my hope is, and I truly believe this, George, is that as we learn how important energy is, we'll start teaching everyone that the energy we send to ourselves and out into the world is our real responsibility as fellow human beings.
Over to Seattle, Washington now. Robert, you're on with Coach Bob on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, George. Hello, Bob.
Hello there.
This is almost some sort of serendipity, I think, because my dad is named George, and I'm a Bob. Mm-hmm. And we're going through a lot of difficulty right now, dealing with the loss of my mom. She passed away on Thanksgiving Day. And it's especially bad on my father because he has just been diagnosed with bladder cancer, and we expect him to die sometime soon. What can you tell us to help get through the incredible feeling of loss and sorrow, especially at this time of year?
Right.
And maybe, George, if you could pray for George and I. Or
absolutely.
At least send out the good thoughts. I'd
we'll
appreciate
put you on
it.
The list. We'll put you on the list and send me a little email too.
You know,
just to confirm. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes. The situation is when you sit there and spend time with your father.
Yes.
What are you feeling when you're with him now?
I'm feeling scared, but I'm trying to actually project onto him healing. I've read George's first book, and I'm trying to actually send him healing and healing thoughts as much as I can, but I am very afraid of losing him.
Right. What one thing that you could do and play around with is when you're with him, check and see what your feelings are.
Okay.
And then, and this is the important part, is to see what story are you running around in your brain? What story are you buying into that's creating your feelings?
Okay.
And so if it's a scary or negative feelings, you'll be able to identify the story that's supporting it.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, caught up in the regret of the loss of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to really feel.
And how old was your mother when she died?
She was 86. Dad's 92.
Okay, then here's what I would do. Here's exactly, I've worked with many situations like this. Here's what you do. You sit there and you change the story in your mind. And you sit down there and you say, how lucky am I that I had 86 years with my mother? So many people never have that.
That's true.
And you say that until you feel peaceful. And then you say, how lucky am I that I've been with my father for 92 years?
You know, that's very true. I'm glad you said that.
What will amaze you is that as you change the story and you change your feelings, you won't believe how the relationship with you and your dad changes and becomes so supportive.
Yes, it already has gone from an antagonistic one to an incredible bonding.
Okay, so feel more gratitude.
I can, because my
I know
dad,
you can
my
do
dad
that.
Was
Keep
an
that
orphan.
Gratitude story working.
Yes, my dad was an orphan, so I can really appreciate that angle, and thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
God bless you both.
And you too.
Thank you, Robert. Next up, we go to Montreal in Canada. Hey, Peter, first-time caller. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, George. Hi, Coach Bob.
Hi, Peter.
Wanted to ask you guys, man. George, you were talking about before about we all have this fear inside us about something that's coming up. You just feel something is going on. And yet, at one point, when things are going so bad now, you feel like, well, what's the use of investing in a business or going out there and fighting for your life to do something when all this fear is building an anxiety inside you and sometimes you don't know what direction to go?
Right. Kind of a quick aside to that, it's like in the last depression, you know, the people who really were rich and became very rich because of the depression is because they didn't get sucked into all the negativity. And so there's a lot of opportunity out there right now, a lot of opportunity, but you're never going to see it if the story you're running through your brain is just justifying the fear that you have. In fact, we mentioned it a little earlier on the show, Peter, that our genetics, our DNA, is very negative biased. It's very, very fearful. And if we let it play out, then what our brain does is our brain has to justify the fear. And so our brain comes up with all these stories about why things are so bad. And if you think things are bad, they're going to be bad. And so the way around it is not to go out and start a business or to do anything. The first thing to do is sit down and say, listen, do I want to change the stories rolling around in my head that are justifying my fear? Or do I want to say to myself, all this fear is just because I'm a human being and I've inherited it over the centuries. And it's time for me to start telling myself a different story. And all you have to do is tell yourself different stories that calm you down. And you won't believe the opportunities you'll start seeing.
Coach, are children fearful as well? I mean, do they sense dad's out of a job or mom's out of a job? Where am I going to stay? Where are we going to get food? Are they aware of problems like that?
There's absolutely no question. And sometimes, again, depending on how children are raised, a lot of times children bury their fear. And then you see that buried fear come out in other types of, you know, behavior that's not helpful for them. So from a parent standpoint, you know, you've got a choice. You can send your children fear or you can send your children peace.
Bob, before we take some more calls, my producer said
you have to ask Bob about this. And that was, because very rarely do I hear this, but you would like to offer your work for free to our audience. Is that true?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to do, I'm so thankful for you, George, and your listeners and your show over all these years. And I know things are tough out there for people. So what I would love to do is everybody can go to my website, which is www.realchangecoach.com. They can download my book for free. When they register to download the book, I'll also sign them up at no cost for my 10-week training program.
Oh my God.
That starts in January. And anybody that wants to take that, that's for free also. And I want to just do all I can to try to help people get over these tough times.
That's a Christmas present, my friend. I don't hear that very often. So thank you. Let's go next to Huntington, West Virginia. James, you're up on Coast to Coast. We're going to blow up your server tonight, Bob. Go ahead, James.
Hi. I have 30 years experience in management. I'm 62 years old now. I can't seem to get out of this funk I'm in. I feel like I'm paralyzed. I have been in management of large corporations, and now I'm a security guard, and I'm barely making ends meet. Very depressed about it. I know that I have to stop thinking about the past and start focusing on the future. It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. But the first thing, when I'm coaching someone, the first thing that I spend my time with on them is to convince them that their negative energy is never, ever, ever in their best interest. So the first thing you have to come to grips with in the situation.
As hard as it is, Bob, I'm sure, right?
It's hard, but it's not that hard when you finally see that if I keep letting negative thoughts run through my head, I'm in big trouble. You've got to see that you're in big trouble if you let them keep running around. And you have to see, just like Sam and Sally, Sam didn't think he had a choice to not be afraid of that job interview. Just like you right now might be thinking, I don't have a choice but to be afraid because of the position I'm in. But that's an illusion. You do have a choice. And what I see day in and day out with the people I coach, that as soon as you change that story, and you change that story by saying, hey, I'm a security guard now and things look tough, but for the next week, just for the next week, in case Coach is right, I'm going to just relax for the next week because I'm not going to go broke over the next 7 days. I'm not going to starve or get thrown in prison. I'm just going to settle down and relax. And when those negative thoughts start coming in my mind, I'm just going to say, hey, not for the next 7 days. And you won't believe what will happen to you over the next 7 days. And you'll start finding your way, I guarantee it.
Super. Next up, we go to Chicago, Illinois, Ross East of the Rockies. Hey, Ross.
Hey, George. Hey, Bob. How you guys doing? Quick story.
Okay.
Back in 06, I had a decent job, but I was on commission basis. I was in a 10-year relationship. And everything went downhill. I lost my house. The relationship went bad. I ended up moving in with my friend because I was pretty much down on my luck. And I didn't know what else to do. And I couldn't agree with Bob 100% because changing your attitude toward things helped me a lot. I mean, you know, I changed my attitude towards everything. I got a good job now. I got a good fiance who loves me. And I love her. I mean, we're down on our luck a little bit, but I try to keep my head up. I try to keep a positive attitude for both of us. I might get on that website and have her check it out because she has a little bit of a negativity there going on sometimes, you know, because she was in a 15-year job, lost it overseas, you know, so and she's been having odd and end jobs here and there. So, but I might check out that website, but yeah, I mean, changing your attitude and the way you think is definitely, it does change the whole way you live. Because like I said, if I didn't change my attitude, I probably me in the predicament, you know, and what I'm at now. Like I said, I got a good job and good life right now. So I'm
super
happy.
All right, Russ, and you have a great Christmas. It's good attitude, Bob. You got to have it, don't you?
Yeah, that's the wonderful attitude. It's just like, you know, life wants to live. In what supports life is wonderful and positive energy. And if you can do it, you'll live like you've never lived before. And I know sometimes it's really tough, but that's the ticket out.
Well, you know what? You're right. It is tough for a lot of people. And a lot of times, you know, you lose people, you lose your jobs and stuff. But the secret is, you know, I always remember that line from the last Rocky movie, and probably Rocky's last one, where he basically said, it's not how hard you get hit, it's how you get up and keep taking the punches.
Right.
And that is so true about life. I mean, we're going to get hit in life. I've been hit this week, Bob. And as you know, during my dad's situation, we were clobbered all over the place. But if thank God that one worked out, we picked ourselves up with your help and kept going. You know, I'm in a situation now where one of my dear friends is very, very ill, and you got to stay positive throughout all of it, because there comes a point sometimes too where you can't get yourself sick about things that are out of your control, and that's important too.
There's no question about it, and that's why, you know, I'd love for people. I wrote it short. It's a simple book, and the book basically says, here's why we have all our pain, and here's what we got to do to get out of it. And you know, it takes work. It doesn't happen all by itself, but it's doable.
Hey, Coach, we're going to fry your server tonight on your computer system. You know that, don't you?
I know that, and just let everybody know, if it slows down because too many people are coming, just keep coming back. And I've got it set it up pretty good, so I think it'll hold itself together. I got some good IT people.
Let's see if we can squeeze Karen in, first-time caller. Got about a minute and a half, Karen. Go ahead.
Thank you. And,
sure.
I really appreciate everything that you do for people out here in the world.
Well, you're welcome.
Both of you.
That goes for you, too.
Thank you.
I just wanted to offer a word of encouragement. The last 4 years for me have been unending nightmares. But for those who have faced loss of whatever kind, and especially those of people that they love, I want to say that there is no time or distance in the spirit. You could be in Timbuktu, and they could be in Japan, or I could be here in Kansas, or they could be in Tennessee or California, and your spirit and your love can reach out and be with them at any time in love.
Well said, Karen, and what a great way to end this hour. Coach Bob, thank you so much. Your website, realchangecoach.com, where he's offering a free download of his ebook, Real Change, and also his 10-week course. Bob, you have a great Christmas, all right?
Okay, you too, George. The best to you and your family.
And I'll be back in just a moment as we talk about the Bermuda Triangle.